This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Last night we were talking about zero tolerance, and in a lot of cases, zero tolerance means zero sense. We got on the topic because there was a story about the 12-year-old boy who, in Michigan, his mom bought him a backpack from Goodwill. He goes to school, finds a pocket knife. Thinks he's doing what he's supposed to do, goes and tells the counselor. He wound up initially being suspended for the entire year. They've since reduced that to 30 days. And we teased the fact that there are some places actually getting rid of zero tolerance. And since we teased it for about an hour last night and never got into it, I figure it only makes sense to begin the show tonight with that. And in studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
The story comes from the Associated Press, and apparently Illinois schools are now required to limit long-term suspensions and expulsions under a new law that eliminates the use of zero-tolerance policies that are used to severely punish students for certain offenses. The law took effect last week. This was dated the 18th, so it took effect about a week and a half, almost 2 weeks ago, and is designed to reduce the number of days that students are removed from the classroom and encourages school administrators to use suspension as a last resort. Now, Conan, I know me and you are about the same age. Chris, you're just a couple of years older.
Well, thank you, Daryl. That's very kind of you. I do appreciate that.
But, no, the only reason I mention that is because I know that when I was in school, you know, suspension was sort of a last resort sort of thing. It was only used for the most severe punishments.
Yeah, and I can't remember anybody actually being
You get into a fight, you get suspended for a couple of days.
Yeah, but even when I was in school,
it was like a three strikes, you're out when I was in. So you had to get into three fights before
and it was always in school, too. I mean, there was none of this send the kid home. This was,
you go sit in the special classroom by yourself.
You do that, or you're staying after school. And that was probably more of what we
So had. You stay you're, after school, that's detention.
Okay, well, that's probably as tough as it ever got.
Yeah, so suspension is where you are not allowed to show up on school property for X number of days.
I know what it is now.
And then they had in-school suspension where I went to school, they had one of these modular trailers. They actually had a bunch of modular trailers, but one of them was the in-school suspension trailer. So that anybody who did something that, all right, you can't be with everybody else, but it's not severe enough to where we're sending you home. You go to the in-school suspension trailer, you sit in there, somebody brings you your lunch, and you do not leave this trailer unless you have to go potty.
Did you guys nickname it the cooler? Because I would have.
Why would we call it the cooler? It was not cool in there.
That's the sarcasm. That's the irony.
No.
Yeah. I'm with you.
You're in there sweating and you're in pain, and yeah, everyone calls it the cooler.
It actually wasn't that painful. I had to sit in there for a couple of days one time.
I know that there were detentions like that where you just went and sat somewhere, but a lot of detentions that I remember involve going and working, you know, picking up litter or scrubbing the sidewalk.
Right. So that's detention, not suspension. Right. Something completely different. But now, you know, they have this zero tolerance. Oh, you took a bite out of your Pop-Tart, and now it looks like a gun. So, therefore, you're violating the weapons policy. You go home. You can't come back for a week.
And they're out for an entire week. And what's the amount of days you can miss is extremely important. If you don't graduate, then now you've got this clown in your school for another year.
And I just never got that either. I mean,
if you could pass the tests. If you have the grade, and that's the worst part. If you got a straight A student and she got sick for a month or something, and they failed her.
Well, let me just
remember that happened to a particular girl.
Yeah, let me just talk about out-of-school suspension from my own personal experience, which means I had a kid who was kind of a brat. He had his moments. He acted up, and they would do that. They would say, you know, you've got 3 days or 2 days or 5 days of out-of-school suspension. And I'm like, that is exactly what he wants.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be in school. That's why he's acting out. So you're going to send him home where, in today's society, most parents work.
Uh-huh.
So the kid's going to be home unsupervised.
Ferris Bueller's day off.
Yeah, exactly. What did we teach? We taught that if you act up, you can get out of school.
We teach that if you act up in a work situation, you get unpaid leave or paid leave. It's a vacation.
But they're never going to associate that. A student isn't going to associate a suspension, a five-day suspension, with what may happen in life. They're looking at this week and, hey, that got me out of a test. That got me out of this.
Well,
and then you put the kid behind.
I don't know about that, because where I went to school, and you know, I'm going based off of the 20 plus year separation here for memory, but I'm fairly certain that when you got suspended, they would send home your assignment. So
correct.
You're like, here's all of the work that you're supposed to be doing.
Absolutely.
Granted, you don't get that, you know, in room.
And that's the point. And I'm only going to speak from experience here, Alex, if you're listening. The kid would typically wait till, what, Friday or whatever the last day possible was to jam in the homework, look up as many answers as he could. He missed whatever he would have got, it would have been like chemistry classes, labs,
right,
and things like that. So, you know, and then you have a kid coming back into the class who's been out for a week, who may have questions, who's now going to start asking more questions, which is going to take away time from
slow students down.
So
let's continue with the article here. And the legislator that actually introduced this in Illinois, Senator Kimberly Lightford, said, so it becomes a school system that says, what can we do to keep this student in an academic setting? That is, the repealing these suspensions of, well, you broke the rule, and the rule says you have to get suspended. So getting rid of that, you know, she's saying we need to keep these students in this academic setting. Illinois lawmakers passed the bill overwhelmingly last year, and states have been rethinking zero-tolerance policies that gained prominence following the mass shooting at Columbine in 1999. Colorado and North Carolina both eliminated zero-tolerance policies 5 years ago in 2011. Florida passed a law in 2009 that encouraged schools to consider alternative forms of discipline instead of referring problem students to law enforcement. Now, I don't know if either one of you know, but I know, again, where I went to school, just outside of Birmingham, Alabama, they would have a thing to where if somebody was sort of a problem student, not necessarily, you know, to the level of you are getting expelled sort of problem, but just, you know, like sort of being disruptive or whatnot, they would send them to the VOTEC. So, you know, the vocational tech high school thing was not something that smart kids opted into. It was where they just sent the problem kids to get them out of this situation and let them do something with their hands.
It probably sounds like they're getting a better education than the academics. go learn a skill.
Yeah, go learn a trade.
I think there was something. There was definitely a juvie type institution that I had a couple of friends end up having to go to, but I don't know what they specialized in. I don't know if it was vocational, but because we did, our school did have a couple of trade departments. It wasn't really big, not as big as I think it should have been.
Oh, when I talk about personal
experience. And a lot of the dummies went to it. It was very surprising.
Right,
they probably left high school and went straight into good jobs because they actually had experience. They actually learned, you know, good skills.
I would dare say that every high school across this country probably does not have a big enough, you know, shop technical VOTEC sort of thing. Because that's what you should be learning. You should be learn a skill, learn how to actually function as an adult outside of this forced education system.
Right.
And learning another language, a second language, not necessary, especially if you...
I disagree on the learning another language. We can discuss that and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitfirst.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitfirst.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitfirst.com. It's saveitfirst.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about zero tolerance. You know, those rules and policies that schools across the country have that say, It doesn't matter why you did what you did or that you didn't intend to break the rule. You broke the rule, so therefore here's the punishment. And some of these are just absolutely absurd, like the story about the kid that was eating a Pop-Tart and had bit it into the shape of the letter L or a gun, depending on which way you hold it. And he wound up getting suspended for violating the weapons policy. There was another story where some kid had actually grabbed a cardboard letter L and used it to play, you know, like cowboys and Indians or, you know, cops and robbers or something, and wound up getting kicked out of school for violating the weapons policy. And, you know, there are other things along those lines that happen. Well, apparently, schools in Illinois are getting rid of zero-tolerance policies thanks to, and this is not something that is said in a non-ironic way very often, thanks to the Illinois legislature, because they actually passed legislation earlier this year to reduce the number of days that students are removed from the classroom, and also to encourage school administrators to use suspension as a last resort. Colorado and North Carolina got rid of their zero tolerance policies 5 years ago, and legislators in Florida passed a law in 2009 to encourage alternative forms of discipline instead of referring problem students to law enforcement. The article from the Associated Press continues, the new law in Illinois requires schools to suspend students for more than 3 days only in cases where they pose a threat to the school and all other disciplinary options, including counseling or involving them in after-school programs, have been exhausted. For longer suspensions, schools will be required to give students support services while they're away and allow them to make up the work they have missed. And that's something that we were talking about when you do suspend someone and you remove them from school for a long period of time, they're losing a lot of, you know, that not just the classroom experience of interacting with other people, but they're possibly, you know, losing out on actually learning stuff or possibly being able to even make up the work that they missed.
And can I insert here that this is by no means me endorsing our current public school system?
I don't think anybody sitting in this studio right now would endorse the current school system that we have.
I don't either, but I think there are plenty of problems there. But I also think that that sometimes the model does kind of work, and I think I got a decent education, but I went to a much smaller school than most people I've ever met.
I would say that I got a pretty good education at a public school, and, you know, I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh, you're from Alabama, so you learned how to add 2 plus 2 and come up with something other than 5? Well, yes, I did. And, you know, the school that I went to was actually a blue ribbon school, meaning that it was, you know, like one of the, I think they give the blue ribbon for what, the top 1% of high schools in the country?
I don't know, but.
So, you know, like, it was a really good, as far as public schools go, it was a really good public school. But even with that, there were things that I, you know, wound up learning well after I was out of high school that it was like, why did I never learn that when we were discussing American history?
Oh, speaking of, you were going to tell me why learning a foreign language is a good...
Well, you said it's completely useless.
Well, I didn't mean to say that.
Okay.
There are more important things to concentrate on than learning a foreign language that you're never going to use.
Maybe.
Now, if you're going to actually go to another country, you know,
just culture that we have today.
But you just wound up making my point is, yes, a lot of people like to travel. When you travel, not everybody speaks English.
How many people travel?
Well, I don't have the statistics in front of me for how many Americans wound up buying tickets to Europe last year.
Is it even necessary, especially when
they should be speaking American anyway. So here's what, if we have to have this thing called public schools, I know where you're going, Conan, but my argument would be I'd like to see them do away with the classes that provide no future life value, and I guess there are some of those. But learning another language is a valuable skill in America. This is one of those things that a lot of employers are starting to look for. We have a very diverse population. That is seriously changed. My God, if you knew Spanish or Mandarin or, you know, a French even, depending on what part of the country you're in, that could be really valuable.
And you can pick those up very easily in college.
Well, you could, but not everybody's going to go to college.
When you're actually closer to making a decision what you want to do with yourself.
But when you're
in high school, most of these kids don't know what's up. They don't know where they're going. They don't know what they want to do. They're going to live with their parents until they're 26.
Sure.
I would say that there were other classes that I took that I have absolutely had no reason to take other
calculus,
than
trigonometry,
pre-cal, and yeah. Trig. The only reason I took that is because for the diploma that I was getting, I had to take a certain number of math classes,
yep.
And after geometry, the only math class that I was allowed to take was pre-cal and trig. I wanted to take statistics, but you can't take statistics until after you take pre-cal.
Okay, so let me relate my experience, because I thought this was interesting. It is most compared to most people. I grew up in a small town in the eastern half of Oregon. You guys know that.
Yes.
I graduated in the top 10 of my class.
And there's only 10 people in there.
There were 12 people in my class. Thank you very much. But the point is there's a class of 12 people. My whole town had maybe 250, 300 people in it total. But this school is so small. You know, kindergarten through eighth grade's in one building and the high school's in another. And that's it. That's just the entire thing. But we had a teacher who liked to follow up with students, keep in touch with them, and compile statistics. And we were beating every neighboring town and everywhere, mostly in the state, in the number of kids that went on to higher education, in the average GPAs and things like that, in testing scores and things like that. So to me, I kind of look at where my son ended up going to school in Pennsylvania, went to high school. It was like a factory. I mean, this thing was a sprawling campus, thousands and thousands of kids, classrooms with 30-ish, you know, plus kids in them. It's nuts, and I just don't see how that model can produce people that are ready to go out.
And that's what they want, because they're closing schools here in the area. They're closing little small schools that would be perfect for neighborhoods,
sure,
to send their kids, instead of having to send them halfway across the city,
right,
to the other side of the city. They're on a bus for 40 minutes to an hour.
And I had a point to make versus language courses, too, but we'll get to that.
Yep. We'll get to that and your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is it important to learn a foreign language? I say yes. Chris says yes. Conan says absolutely not, because Americans are all dum-dums and ain't nobody got time for that.
Absolutely not.
But I'll tell you something else.
Unless you plan on actually using it.
I'll tell you something else that's important and you can use to save 10, 15, 20% or more on things you're going to buy from Amazon. That is save at purse.com. So you go to saveatpurse.com, create an account, then go to Amazon, you put things in a wish list, import the wish list into your purse account that you created with saveatpurse.com, and then you fund the account with Bitcoin. And again, you can save 10, 15, 20% or more. If you don't want to wait, because you do have to wait a couple of hours to wind up getting those bigger savings, you don't want to wait, but you still want to save 5%, you can still do that using what they call Purse Instant. Instantly save 5% on things you're going to buy anyway from Amazon. That's saveatpurse.com. So you wanted to make some points, Chris, about why you think it's important to learn a foreign language. So please educate Conan.
It was that, and it was the idea that if you're going to have schools, then the courseware should be useful and have an applicable, something that's going to help further you in life. Otherwise...
So I'm going to play Conan's advocate here for a second, and say that, yes, you should be learning things that are going to be important and that you'll use in the future. And nobody in the United States is ever going to use a foreign language because reasons.
Yeah, I disagree.
They should be forced to learn this language that they do. No one remembers.
Well, I disagree with.
Did you take a language?
I did.
In high school
because I chose to take a language. It was not forced upon anybody.
Most of the high school language courses were voluntary because, you got to choose which tree you wanted to grow up.
And I decided that I wanted to take 2 years of Latin.
Of course, you would pick a dead language.
Yeah. And I got better grades in Latin than I did in English because English is an absolutely horrible language and the rules of Latin make sense.
I don't disagree with that.
This whole I before E except after you run a feisty heist on your strange beige neighbor.
For example. Yeah, I don't disagree with that, but as long as, you know, people have choices, if they're being forced to take something other than... Oh, God, I hate to even talk about this stuff because I use the word force. But if the goal is to get somebody educated, I think we would all agree that knowing how to read, how to write, and how to perform math are essential. That old reading and writing and arithmetic.
The three R's.
Yeah. On top of that, I think there's a lot of things that can provide you with skills that will benefit you later on, and I think those should be options. And, you know, I don't know what a high school courseware looks like or what choices children have now, but I think having that option for another language, I mean, I'd encourage my kid to take it today. Absolutely. Spanish or particularly Spanish.
And I would also add that should be included for college courses where you focus on your degree. And not necessarily on all this other nonsense, all these fillers.
Right. I went to college for 2 years, and I would say about 1 year of the 2 years was just filler BS.
Yep.
You need to take an art appreciation class. You need to take a music appreciation class.
Oh, and by the way,
you have to take the same history class you took in 10th grade and the same math class you took in 8th grade. And no, those were not remedial. Those were the required classes.
Oh, you didn't take a foreign language in high school? Sorry. Now you've got to take it in college. I know you're never going to use it, but, you know, it's
you
a requirement
may or may
if
not.
You want to get your degree.
They don't require foreign language in college.
Some degrees do require it.
So if you're doing, like, international business, then yes, you need to learn how to speak.
Pretty much every bachelor's at Austin Peay in Tennessee required a foreign language.
I think if we were looking for just the most insane courseware, then you do have to go to secondary schools. You have to go to the colleges to look at, you know, I want to take a course in Monty Python appreciation, or
actually, that sounds pretty good.
Well, that does, and I would take that.
That sounds like something that, you know, if it's going to exist, should be part of the continuing education, not an actual class during the middle of the day.
That taxpayers are paying for.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Rusty calling in from Texas. Rusty, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, howdy, guys. A brief thought here. Some of the judges down here in Texas will require people to either get their high school diploma in lieu of community service or actually learn a second language, primarily being either Spanish or English, if Spanish is their native language down here. I want to get your thoughts on that. And then also, would you consider Spanish a foreign language? Because down here, it's close to the border you get. It's the language of commerce. Most people speak that at Walmart. Makes advertisements in Spanish and all that stuff. Just wanted to pick your brains on that.
Yeah, well, so I did live in San Antonio before I moved up to New Hampshire, and I wish that I knew more Spanish than I do. I like to say I know enough Spanish to be dangerous. Like, I, you know, can count, and I can say a few naughty words, but I can't do anything practical like ask where is the bathroom or where is a restaurant. I could order two tacos, dos tacos por favor, but I could not tell you to hold the lettuce and the tomatoes and only give me meat.
Right.
When I was in Honduras for 2 months, no one spoke English. I did just fine. No one understood me. I didn't understand anybody. But there was plenty of pictures I could point at. You go on the Wendy's and you'll point at, I want Uno.
Oh, my.
And here's the money. And, you know, it was all right.
Well, I think first to your first point where judges are doling out requirements to either finish a very basic level of education or to learn a second language, I guess the alternative is if you say, no, I don't want to do that, then you just go to jail. Is that kind of how it works?
You're actually doing community service.
Or you're busting rocks.
For your community, which is what it should be. I can kind of wrap my brain around the bettering yourself, bettering your education, but learning a foreign language. I mean, if you have to go pick trash up off the highway, or you can sit in this nice air-conditioned room and learn a foreign language that might actually benefit you, what are you going to choose?
I don't think there's any question about it.
And then you're not servicing your community because you're... Unless you can make the argument that learning
there are
Spanish,
some people that don't want to learn anything. There are some people that would be like, screw this. I'm not sitting in no class.
Right.
I'll go pick up garbage.
But still, taxpayers are having to pay for this foreign language teacher to teach knuckleheads instead of actually going out and doing the community
They'd
good.
Be paying to put them in jail if the person refused
community
to go do
service,
community service.
Community service.
If they refuse to do community service.
How often does that happen?
Right. But Rusty, I mean, to me, it seems like if you were an Anglo and you lived down there and you didn't know Spanish and you got in trouble, if the choices were go pick up trash alongside the road or you learn Spanish, that seems like it would be a very valuable skill in that particular geographic area, would it?
Yeah, it would be. I don't know if the state should mandate that to a certain degree. I think, incentivizing it, I think that's what they're doing, but... When you mandate that in lieu of community service, I don't know if I could agree with that.
I like the concept of alternative, sentencing to where instead of, putting somebody in jail, or if it's somebody that you know has previously, gotten in trouble and you ordered, do community service and they say no because they're lazy, put them in a classroom. Have them learn something. Rusty, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts? Alternative sentencing? Learn a foreign language as part of a punishment? Or should you just do it?
Listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the 4 ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RaikinPoints for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about, well, we started off talking about zero tolerance policies in schools and then went on to talking about learning a second language. Should you do it? Is there any value in learning how to communicate with people that don't speak English? And then that sort of, you know, brought up the topic of, in some places in Texas, judges are coming up with these alternative penalties. So instead of, you know, putting somebody in jail for some minor offense, the judge is giving them the option. You can either do community service or you can go get your GED, or you can go learn a second language. You can do something to improve yourself to hopefully get yourself out of this situation to where you think that you have to go rob and steal and do other things. Thoughts from Chris or Conan?
I'm not crazy that these alternatives are paid for by the people. If there was a way to...
The probation officer is paid for by the taxpayer. So no matter what sentence taxpayers are on the hook.
But at least with community service, there is service going back into the community.
In theory, whether
it's working at the library or working
right.
at the...
And you could say that there's value coming from a chain gang because ditches that weren't dug before are now
license,
dug.
Then license plates ain't going to make themselves, Daryl.
There you go.
But I don't know. But you could make the argument that, all right, so the guy's getting his GED. Now he is one step closer to being a
productive member of society instead of a drain on society.
Right.
And that benefits everybody, whereas if he just goes, you know, and picks up some garbage on the side of the road and then next week goes back and does petty crime.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, the recidivism rate is higher in some areas, lower in others,
yes.
but I think you can attribute some of that to levels of education, employability, you know what I mean? The skills that one has and whether they can find work.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome on this or whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. We go now to Greg calling in from New York. Greg, you're on with Daryl, Chris, and Conan. Go ahead with your thoughts. Do we have Greg? Greg in New York. Let me put him back on hold, and I'll try him again in another couple of minutes.
And you know what? As far going back to the foreign language and why we need it, we've been to a number of school budgets here in Keene, and you always, yes. And those are usually the first or the second courses that get cut whenever budgets start shrinking, or you know, and they'll come out and they'll try to defend their position as in it's a brain builder. It's a cognitive builder. It's good for memory. It's good for, you know, putting two and two together. And they always bring that argument up, and not that this is something the kids will actually use after high school, some other time in their life. They never make that argument. I've always found that curious. They always bring up the argument that it's a brain builder.
Well, I would say that, you know, a lot of what they're teaching people in school, they're probably not going to use, or if they do, they don't realize that they're going to use it.
Like,
and I see it.
Like
pre-calculus. Right. The only reason I took that was because I had to take another math class to get the diploma that I wanted.
So you were forced. You wanted the diploma. You took something you didn't want to take. It was your only option. You were forced to take it. And you probably don't remember any of it. Probably don't remember. Yeah.
No,
I don't remember trigonometry. I don't remember calculus.
You could have not taken it and not graduated.
No, I would have graduated. I just would have had a different diploma.
Okay.
But I didn't want the other diploma.
So you had a choice.
Right. I had a choice, and I'm using that in air quotes because,
I understand.
You know, like when the way the high school thing worked, when we entered ninth grade, they said, here's four different diplomas that you can say that you want. And I went for the second highest one because I didn't want to take a bunch of, you know, advanced placement classes. And so I went for, you know, the second highest one that allowed me to wind up taking the most electives while still, you know, learning the important stuff, if you will.
Like Latin.
And right, because
no, I'm
that
giving
was
you credit the, because that is a that's
right. That,
a valuable
that was
thing.
You know,
yeah.
2 years of foreign language. I did ninth and tenth grade foreign language. My senior year, I only had two academic classes: a required English class and the required government class and the required economics class. So one semester was government, one semester was economics. Those were my two academic classes. Everything else was the electives. I took sign language, and then I had a library aid class. I had home ec. I had lunch, and then something else, and then the government economics, and then athletics was seventh period, and that was football practice.
Did you have to buy your own graphing calculator, or was that provided by the school?
Well, I didn't need a graphing calculator for sign language or economics English. Oh, if we were using one, we had to buy it ourselves.
Yeah.
Had to buy that $100 Texas Instrument what is it, the E385? It's the
whatever.
Same thing that they're using right now.
Yeah,
high schools are using the same calculator now as they did 25 years ago.
But guess how much
it
costs now.
And meanwhile,
still about $100.
About $100.
Meanwhile, their cell phones are up in a basket on the teacher's desk.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they can't. Yeah.
So is there a graphing calculator app?
I'm sure
for
there
a
is.
Cell phone.
I'm sure there is.
I'm sorry. When I went to school, we used graph paper. That's
oh, we
what
still
we used.
We had graph paper as well. I remember in ninth grade. I think it was my ninth grade algebra class. We had the graph paper to do parabolas and all
that's,
these other weird
that's
things.
That's all we had. We. But then again, I grew up in an era where the thought of bringing a calculator, a business tool, to school.
And that was inconceivable. The argument was always, you need to learn how to do this on paper because you're never going to have a calculator with you at all times.
Right. Right now I've got a calculator.
I've got a mini computer.
Time.
Sitting on the table here.
Yeah. So I I think we've finally persuaded you, Conan, that you think that it's always a waste of time to learn a second language.
As far as building your cognitive skills, I think it's great. But, I mean, there are video games that do just as well. What I am saying is, if you never go out and actually use that language, I feel like I wasted my time.
How about for
kids? I really wish that I had been doing something that, you know, even if it was art or PE.
Well, let's quit with a one-size-fits-all. How about
a music class or something?
How about if a school, there has to be a school, and the school is in the very south of Texas, right on the border?
Sure.
You think that should be offered in high school?
Sure, but I was in school in Florida, and I knew many, many Latins who spoke the language fluently, and I never learned Spanish. I never saw a need to.
Yeah, and I think that's an important point, that contrary to what Department of Education may believe, one size doesn't fit all. Different areas, different states, different communities all have their own specific needs and things that are going to be valuable to their students.
Let's try Greg one more time. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Conan.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Yeah. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good. I guess I just want to chime in with this foreign language thing. There was a study that came out this year that said that people that know a foreign language actually reduce the onset of dementia later in life, and I believe Parkinson's as well. So that's useful.
Yeah, but how many other activities reduce dementia? Playing Sudoku reduces dementia. Like I said, there's probably a lot of video games out there that do a great job. Reading, any kind of puzzles are good for brain cognition.
I don't think Greg said that learning a second language was the only thing,
yeah, but,
and that's what you're trying to do this one-size-fits-all thing.
Who did this study? They're trying to defend teaching languages in school. I agree.
It was sponsored and paid for by the Rosetta Stone Foundation.
Yeah,
but
there you go.
Greg, let that, Greg, go ahead.
Well, that's capitalism, right?
Absolutely.
I just want to say that what you're saying is that a school forced you to do something, a high school forced you, that's an example of, taking away your liberty at a smaller level, that you will still always have your liberty taken away regardless. And if your parents force you to take ballet or anything like that, you might not appreciate it, but you might. There's always a chance either way, and there are always some benefits and some drawbacks to this. But honestly,
Greg, hold your thought. We'll bring you back in hour number two, which is right around the corner. And your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.